SEC used the entirety of that halftime break to stay in their locker room. I think Justin Redeker was getting kind of nervous. He had to go make sure they were coming back out.
Yeah, he's like, hey.
The coach ran plenty of talking points at that break. Andrew Foraker with it over to Ethan Redeker. Up top, Tiemeyer bounce pass to Keezer, and Keezer will be fouled at the foul line. Seth Gluey back into the ballgame. He's been the lone titan to find points here tonight.
And Michael, I think this is also a smart move by Coach Schmidt. You don't need your starters in right now. Get these kids some backup. Keep the starters from getting hurt.
Lob up top on the inbound to Nolan Rhodes. Right side, Ethan Redeker thought about a three. Decides against it. We go in the corner of the Nolan Rhodes. Baseline jumper on the air. Short. Rebound the nickel. 1 minute in here in the third quarter. Opie on top, 65-2. Isaac Higdon. John Roth, right side, Gluey. Excuse me. We're in now in the corner to Hank Newton. Now up top, Roth. Up top to Isaac Higdon, in the pass stolen away by Nolan Rhodes. Breakaway off the glass, way too strong. Rebound to Ethan Redeker. He'll kick it out. Andrew Foraker set up a half-court set. Connor Keezer, jumper, left elbow, no good. Rebound going to be won by John Roth.
Yeah, and right now, man, this place is quiet in here, isn't it?
Thomas Nickel, nice look on the right block. Leaves it too strong. Offensive board going to be one. Actually going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Opie. Colton Sommers back into the ballgame for SEC. Isaac Higdon to the bench. I think he maybe got something to the gut. He's holding his left side. Inbound, Seth Gluey, nice look. Off the window, good. Gluey, 4 points for the SEC Titans. Trims the advantage for the Eagles to 61. Ethan Redeker, right side, Foraker. He's on the wing, one-hand pass to Rhodes. Now the elbow to Keezer, back to Rhodes. Rhodes up top, Ethan Redeker. Now on the left side to Andrew Foraker. Underneath the Connor Keezer, fires up a baseline jumper that's too strong. Rebounder off. Roth. In the half court set against the man-to-man defense by Opie. Roth, right corner to Newton. Now back to Gluey on the wing. Up top, Roth. Back to Gluey. Bounce pass into Nickel. Deflected by Andrew Foraker into the hands of Ethan Redeker. Eagles going left to right on your radio dial. Left wing to Foraker. Into the baseline to Connor Keezer. Unable to handle the pass, but it was actually knocked out of bounds by Thomas Nickel. Starters back in there for Opie. It's Skowski, Truman Bailey, Blake Redeker, Garrett Cole, Darren Hines for a full shift change for Opie. Blake Redeker inbound to Garrett Cole, attacking the bucket. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Blake Skowski. It's also no good. Garrett Cole with a third attempt is rejected out of bounds. It'll stay with Opie. 5:06 remaining in the third quarter, 65-4. Blake Redeker inbound to Blake Skowski. Right corner three fired by Darren Hines. It's back of the rim. No good. But a rebound collected by Opie. Darren Hines up top to Truman Bailey. His three. Swish. Bailey with 12 to lead the way for the Opie Eagles.
You know, Michael, they went 3 minutes without scoring. Maybe coach was kind of like, hey, guys, we got to score
something. That's the longest stretch of the ball game.
A long shot. A long shot.
3-point shot made by Truman Bailey, sponsored by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Seth Gluey, strong bounce pass back to his teammate John Roth, who will fire up a right corner three that's off the mark. Rebound to Truman Bailey. Bailey with it in the front court now, crossing over Summers. Bounce pass from Hines into the post, now to Skowski. He leaves it too strong off the back of the rim. And rebound to the Titans.
And, you know, there may have been something that Coach Schmidt just wants him to work on a little bit here.
Roth's pass stolen away by Garrett Cole, his breakaway. Good. Cole was 7 now, and it's 70-4. Of course, first matchup between these two teams, 80-17.
Yeah, so we kind of anticipated that this might be a long night, but not really what we end up seeing.
Garrett Cole with the steal. Seth Gluey and Thomas Nickel falling to the floor. Cole gets it back from Darren Hines and good on a block shot. Titans on the attack on the opposite end. We're going to have a timeout taken by Brian Rand. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
Opie on top, 72-4 over SCC. Those timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. Your afternoon snack stop for hot fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. 3:17 remains here in the third quarter. Titans on the attack. Colton Summers with it. Passed on the way by Darren Hines. Uncontested layup, good. Darren Hines with 9 now. 70-point advantage. Titans on the attack on the opposite end. Seth Gluey, right wing. Bounce pass back to Hank Newton. He'll drive along the sideline, hand it back to Gluey on the wing. Lob inside of the post. Stolen away by Blake Skowski. Blake Redeker now with it. Crossing over. Christian down the right corner. Three by Truman Bailey. Nothing but net for Bailey's second Midwest Land Group, Cody Thurston, three.
And he's got a smooth shot. Is he the leading scorer on the year for him?
Yes, he is. 16 points a ball game. Blake Skowski, Blake Redeker also in double figures for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Tyler Christian with it. No man's land. We'll go back up top to Hank Newton. Of course, Truman Bailey was really a proponent to the reason Opie won that first state championship for Coach Schmidt. He had a huge three against South Korea that really pushed the Eagles over the edge, and a big proponent last year as well. As Garrett Cole with a breakaway layup is good. Kind of a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. Give me a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Once again, timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Many thanks to Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX X Real Estate. From home to land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey, 620-481-0213. Also to Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Sponsors like these making our broadcast baseline-to-baseline coverage possible.
And, you know, Michael, just look at want to run down Thursday's schedule real quick. At 4 o'clock on the girls will be Waverly versus Southern Coffee County, and then at 7, Hartford and Maritacine Valley, while on the boys they'll be Maritacine Valley and Hartford at 5:30, with the loser of this game taking on Waverly at 8:30.
Breakaway layup on the steal from Dexton Holting is good. Holting now with double-figure points with 11. 81-4 now. 1.5 remaining in the third. Higdon's pass poked out of bounds by Braden Fowler. So Waverly SEC will begin things on Thursday. Bookend, I guess, the consolation side, and it looks like it'll be Opie Madison to bookend the championship semifinals on Friday.
Yeah, with Lebo Burlingame in the middle on that.
So it's crazy. It was the first time in 10 years that all eight schools played on both Monday and Tuesday, and all four schools winning on one side and going to have only four on the other side.
Yeah.
Drive by Higdon. It's going to be fouled on the floor. Actually, I'm going to call it a travel. Turnover back to Opie. Holting crossing the timeline. 60 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Fowler up top. Lob inside to Blake Redeker. Bangs it off the bottom of the basket. No good. Looks like he got popped in the mouth. And a rebound to SEC. Higdon with it in the front court. Hank Newton. Back to Higdon. Bounce pass stolen away by Darren Hines. Uncontested layup on the opposite end is good. Hines now in double figures for the Eagles with 11.
Yeah, he's having a good night. But then again, so are pretty much all of the Eagles having a good night.
Andrew Forker still looking for the stat sheet. Long three, going to fall through for Isaac Higdon. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Fowler looking on the answer for the opposite end. It's short. Three quarters gone by. 83 for Opie, 7 for Southern Coffee County. We'll step aside and have fourth and final coverage of the 102nd annual Lion County League Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE TV.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
MT Networks is a proud supporter of all Madison and Coffee County schools. MT Networks is your high-speed internet provider, offering fiber to the home or wireless internet service to Madison, Lamont, Gridley, Leroy, Burlington, Neustrawn, Lebo, and Waverly. To check out the areas served, pricing, or to submit an application, go to madtel.com. Having served Madison and the surrounding communities for more than 75 years, MT Networks is a company you can trust.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. SEC with possession. Three on the wing by Hank Newton. Falls away, no good. Rebound to Andrew Foraker. Do have a score update from Manhattan. Spartans win another tight ball game. 41-39 over Manhattan. Andon Tiemeyer at the elbows. Kicked out left wing to Braden Fowler. Foul line jumper by Andon Tiemeyer. No good. Rebound to Andrew Foraker. Kicked out of bounds by Nolan Rhodes.
Does Dylan have a voice, I wonder, after that?
I don't know. He had some really close ball games last week. Of course, you'll have the Glacier's Edge tournament right here in Emporia later on this week with the Lady Spartans in action. Mm-hmm. Most of those games heard on 1400 AM. Of course, Dylan was on the mix because the Tang Gang is on KBWE 1400 right now. Looks like they're trailing things 47-41. 14 minutes left to go at the Hilton. Turnover once again going in the way of Opie. Connor Kieser, breakaway layup off the window. Good. Kieser, a track and cross-country star, and really let the legs shone through right there.
Yeah, nice job just getting down there and taking care of business.
Hank Newton with it on the wing. Spin move. Defended by Braden Fowler. Picks up his dribble. Asking for some help. Pass was not intended for Tyler Christian, but he's on the receiving end. Out of Higdon, back to Newton. Right side. Sommers going to be a kickball out of bounds. Of course, with this 78-point lead for Opie, it's a running clock here in the fourth quarter.
And, you know, nice job that time by Tyler Christian. When you're not expecting the pass because it's meant for somebody else and it comes off the hands and goes to you, he did a nice job catching it.
Nice passing in the post by Thomas Nichols. Spin move, and he's unable to maintain possession. It goes out of bounds. It'll be going back to Opie. Andrew Foraker with the key in into Braden Fowler. Back to Foraker. Foraker on the wing. Into Tiemeyer. Foul line. Baseline to Rhodes. Back to Foraker. into Rhodes underneath. Actually, that was Keezer. Rhodes zigs instead of a zag. Looks like they're – I thought that maybe at one point they might have been doing a box and one against Andrew Forker to keep him out of the stat book, but they went away to back to the zone defense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Andrew, you're going to have a hard time scoring.
Andrew's a pretty selfless kid. I'm sure that it'll be – if he does not make the stat book, it would not surprise me. Jumper from Sommers, no good. Offensive put back by Nickel, also no good. Rebound to Foraker. Foraker looking for a 4-1 break. Up the court we go to Rhodes. He puts it on the floor. Cavalry catches back up for SEC. Going to be a 3-second violation. Connor Keezer was parked in the lane. Said, hey, that resets on the jump shot, but there was not a jump shot.
No, that was not a jump shot.
Trey Wynn back in the ball game for the SEC Titans. 5 on the floor for SEC. It's Higdon, Newton, Christian, Wynn, and Nickel. 5 on the floor for Opie. Fowler, Rhodes, Keezer, Foraker, Tiemeyer. Keezer with a steal in the backcourt. Andrew Foraker with it in the front court now. Goes into Tiemeyer. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes block, pump fake. But he gets kind of slides his feet. Rhodes frustrated with himself. He's going the other way.
And you know, when you talk about Andrew Foraker being unselfish, every team has to have somebody like that on their team, because they're going to do the dirty, they're going to do the little things it takes that doesn't show up in the stat sheet but helps you win games.
Thomas Nickel, good luck underneath, but leaves it a little long. Rebound to Connor Keezer, now in the hands of Andrew Foraker. Pass Nolan Rhodes, right baseline jumper, short. Rebound going to be won by Rhodes. Following his shot, he'll be banged to the floor. Heck, Newton says, hey, my bad, bud. That'll be the second team foul. Newton's third. Foraker, the first time he's gone out for basketball since his freshman year, and really providing some valuable minutes for the Eagles. Started earlier in the season, but has been a seventh, eighth player off the bench on an already deep Eagle team. Yep. Andon Tiemeyer has a good look on the block. It's missed. Offensive board to Connor Keezer. Neil stepped to the line looking for one more as he is fouled on the shooting attempt. Leads now 80. 87-7. Foul shot, no good. Rebound, going to be won by SEC, but only kept there momentarily as Newton loses his footing and travels.
That last rebound by OP was the 17th offensive rebound tonight.
Foraker went inbound to the right of the bucket, along the baseline. Goes up top, looking for Braden Fowler. Now in the corner to Tiemeyer. Lob inside to Rhodes. Rhodes up and under. His shot rejected by Nickel. Fowler to the right corner to Tiemeyer. Tiemeyer skips it left side. Foraker. Left wing three. Good. All Opie players scoring tonight. After that, Cody Thurston, land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Nice pass stolen away by Braden Fowler. Nice crossover at midcourt. Fowler looking to go coast to coast. Off the window. Good. Makes it 92-7.
And a nice cheer for Braden Fowler from the far side.
Got a good cheering section here.
Yes.
Pass stolen away by Andrew Foraker. He'll keep the breakaway. Layup good. Going to have an official timeout for substitutions coming back in the ballgame. Colton Summers for Tyler Christian. Opie on top. 153 in counting here in the fourth quarter. 94-7.
Just showing why they are number one in the state. And Madison knows that they will have a tough, tough game with them on Friday night.
Another pass stolen away by Opie. Connor Keezer, jumper, good. Higdon with the inbound, 90 seconds remains. Opie on top, 96-7 over Southern Coffee County. Summers with it in the corner, picks up his dribble. And his pass stolen away to Braden Fowler. Up the court we go to Andrew Foraker. In the corner, Rhodes. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound to Hank Newton. 60 seconds on this fourth quarter clock. Newton, left side Higdon. Back to Newton. Now on the wing to Wynn. Pass to Nickel. just falls away off the rim. Rebound to Higdon. Back up top, Newton. Newton looking to drive. Man-to-man defense applied by Nolan Rhodes. Pass going back to Higdon. Out of bounds to the scorer's table. Connor Keiser will inbound. 30 seconds left. Andrew Forker gets the inbound, now to Fowler. 20 seconds left. Opie will most likely just run this clock out. They will advance on to face the Madison Bulldogs. 8:30 tip time anticipated on Friday in the championship, a rematch of the Lyon County League Tournament Championship a year ago. Opie on quest for a repeat championship. But our final score here tonight, 96-7. Opie advances to 13-0. Extends their winning streak to 37. Step aside, tally our stats, tell how we got here, talk about what we saw today and what's to come on the consolation side of the bracket on Thursday. You've been listening to the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE TV.
ASC Engineered Solutions.